AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Governor Greg Abbott says
there is a crisis on the Texas border right now.
Abbott says President Biden's open border policy is to blame.
It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there is a border crisis.
Look, I don't think we need to sit here and put new labels on what we have already conveyed is challenging. What we have conveyed is a top priority for the president.
Defense officials say the Pentagon is set to approve an extension of the National Guard deployment at the U.S. Capitol for about 2 more months. The first juror questioned in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was dismissed. Defense attorney Eric Nelson mentioned a question she was asked. Why do you feel you want to be a juror in this case?
And you wrote, because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd.
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in George Floyd's death. A Tennessee panel voted to remove the Capitol's bust of a Confederate general and early Ku Klux Klan leader, Nathan Bedford Forrest. Buckingham Palace is responding to the CBS interview with Harry and Meghan.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
A statement issued on behalf of Queen Elizabeth says allegations of racism were concerning and would be addressed privately by the royal family. And they are saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for them. The White House says President Biden will not be attaching his signature to the $1,400 relief checks that are expected to be mailed soon. Heavy rains prompted evacuations over fears a dam might breach on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Tech stocks are leading the surge on Wall Street today at the closing bell. This is AP News. The CDC will be watching to see if its new guidelines have an impact on the spread of the coronavirus.
Now that the CDC has given long-awaited guidelines for people who have been vaccinated, West Palm Beach, Florida granddad Leonard Wagelstein says he plans to take a drive to see his granddaughter.
We'll still wear a mask because, you know, she's a teacher and, you know, she's exposed to a lot of children and other people. So we'll still wear our mask, but we'll still go visit her. I don't know if we'll hug her. I probably will.
But his wife won't, which makes sense to Dr. Graham Snyder. He's with the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
It's a wonderful thing that we have these vaccines and that they are safe and effective, but we can't assume that vaccination will keep our communities 100% safe, particularly those who are vulnerable.
And Graham adds the CDC is smart to take small steps and see if it has an impact on transmission. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hawaii is considering overtaking California as the state with the highest income tax rate in the nation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.